This evening on Manx Radio, we'll be hearing the first in the roundtable discussions for the 12 constituencies, featuring the candidates and giving them a chance to discuss issues, but in the same room as those also contesting the seat at the general election later this month. This evening, Castletown, Arbury and Mallow, which is an amalgamation of the former constituencies of Castletown, Mallow and Santon, with a bit of Russian thrown into the mix. To set the scene, we'll now hear from someone who was a long time in national politics, but now watches from the sidelines. That's former Chief Minister and former Castletown MHK, Tony Brown. John Moss sat with him in the newly refurbished Castletown Square and started by asking him if, now being part of a larger constituency spreading outside the town's limits, would enable development to perhaps satisfy what may be seen as unmet need. Mr. Brown advocates caution.
We don't want a massive urban area around the town. We've seen that happen in Peel, and it's made a lot of that area, I would suggest, very unattractive now with too big a development. Anything that happens should be looked at and phased over maybe 10, 20 years, as against saying, well, let's build 200 or 300 houses in about 12 months, 18 months, which developers can now do. The needs for the town are somewhere in the region of about, for the town people, about 10 first-time buyer houses a year. So you can make your own sort of assessment from that on top of adding a few extras. So I think it has to be very, very carefully done.
How important to Castletown is Callow's Yard? And are we going to see a shopping development there ever? Or is it going to be just residential?
Well, we did have a shopping development there. It was actually a very, very good development when it first opened, and then it went pear-shaped after that some time ago. And unfortunately, there's been too much infighting from those who had the responsibility to sit down and sort it out with the developer. I hope for the sake of Castletown that at some stage the shops that are built as shops in what is classed as Callow's Yard actually become shops and remain shops, because if they don't, there is a danger of reducing the viability of retailing in Castletown. You actually impact on the mass that you need to make it viable. For 5 years there's been fighting, and that's been no good to the town and certainly no good to the people of Castletown.
We've been fairly Castletown centric in this conversation. Is that a danger in the new constituency?
Well, there could be. In any area, whether it's in the Isle of Man or the UK, where a town is, there is a draw into that town to actually focus your services and everything, which is no bad thing.
It
always has been.
But is it important to the constituency that Castletown flourishes?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Castletown has been the town of the south of the island. In terms of electoral terms, for the general election, I mean, that won't change. What will change is the representatives. There will be two of them representing Castletown and the wider area, Ballybeg, Colby and Mallow. So it really depends on the pressures that are brought to bear on the MHKs who represent that area. And I hope that whatever they do, they will, and I'm sure they will look after Castletown, Ballysalla, Ballybeg, Colby and so on, as much as they look at the importance of it. And hopefully we'll see that, you know, the town itself is the heart of that constituency. And if they do that and build round it, then over time that can make it that it becomes stronger. I think it's really, we're just going to have to see how it develops, to be honest. It's very difficult. And with views on changing local government in the south, and throughout the island, that in itself could have an impact on how these areas develop. So it's really quite a complex question and quite difficult to answer at this stage, but time will tell whether or not it works.
As former Chief Minister in Castletown MHK Tony Brown speaking to John Moss there. And a reminder again that the first of Manx Radio's roundtable discussions ahead of the 2016 Isle of Man general election is on this evening between 6 and 7pm. It's chaired by Roger Watterson, with this evening's focusing on the constituency of Castletown, Arbury and Mallow.